This special program was brought to you by the Dairy Farm Families of Wisconsin, the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board. Did you know that today Wisconsin produces more than 600 varieties, types, and styles of American, international style, and original cheeses that win more awards than any other state or country? To learn more, visit eatwisconsincheese.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
This is the news.
The 2014 Cheesemonger Invitational Champion is a rock star. Meet Emily Acosta.
This is Emily Acosta, and I'm the 2014 Cheesemonger Invitational Champion.
She's the first woman to ever win the event. She's the first New Yorker to ever win the event. She's a producer on Our Cheese Show, Cutting the Curd. She got her start as a cheesemonger at Eataly. Before that, she learned how to make cheese from none other than our very own Emily Peterson, host of Sharp and Hot. And above all, Emily is awesome.
So I was the first woman, and I am the first New Yorker to win the contest. I'm so overwhelmed by it. And there were a lot of ladies who approached me after who just kind of hugged me and were like, it's not a boys' club. You know, this is, you're representing all of us. And it just means so much to me. I mean, it's not a boys' club. Us ladies, us cheese ladies, we are a powerful bunch, and we are united, and we are all in it for the love of the cheese.
She says the hustle and bustle at Eataly is what prepared her most for the Cheesemonger Invitational.
Eataly is a very difficult counter to work in because of the volume of people that I have to attend to in a day. It's just sort of, there's a line that kind of is seemingly never ending. And to do well in that kind of environment, you have to be able to work efficiently and try to get customers what they want and know the right questions to ask to figure that out and do that in a very quick amount of time.
Emily walks us through the event and the challenges she conquered to advance through the rounds and become champion.
The preliminary competition consisted of a bunch of events. First, there was the written exam, which was very difficult. There were a lot of questions I second-guessed myself on. We did a blind tasting, which was equally as difficult. If you can imagine, just getting a little tiny wedge of cheese and having to identify whether or not it's raw or pasteurized, what country it comes from, what sort of flavor profile it most closely matches or resembles. It's a lot to think about in the short amount of time we were given. And then we also had to do a sales pitch, which was actually not very difficult because that's literally our jobs, is to sell cheese. Another difficult part was cutting precise quarter pounds of cheese off of a giant pieces of Gruyere, which can be difficult because they are come in all kinds of wonky sizes. So also there was a perfect bite competition. My perfect bite was a guava pastry that I handmade at home, and I put turrón, which is a little kind of almond pastry, and also I put St. Pete's Blue from the Caves of Faribault and a fresh Granny Smith apple, and it was really inspired by my Cuban American heritage. Somehow I did well in all of those, and I made it through to the final round.
Singing about cheese to the tune of a Disney song was the final cap on an excellent performance from Emily.
Well, I didn't really prepare for the final round that much because I didn't think that I would make it that far. But I did, on a subway ride, I decided to write a song, as I very often do, about my favorite cheese of the moment, which is Chinarino. It's an ashed cheese covered in myrtle ash that is from burnt myrtle leaves that are burned on the feast day of St. Anthony. And they cover this young sheep's milk cheese in Campania. And I just love it. It's just so fresh and citrusy. And so I wrote a song about it, and I sung it. I don't know where that courage came from to be able to do that.
So what's next for Emily?
To be the first female cheesemonger to win this competition, to be the first in New York. I'm really proud for myself and for Eataly. It's a great company to work for. And currently, I'm working at the counter a little less than I used to, and I'm working on building out our e-commerce cheese program amongst other things that I'm kind of working on with the Italy website. So it's great that I'm still using my mongering skills, keeping those fine-tuned, but also getting to explore some other things. And I think I'm just going to continue with that.
Congratulations to Emily Acosta and all of the participants at the 2014 Cheesemonger Invitational. We'll have more coverage soon from the event, and you can always tune into Cutting the Curd every Monday at 5 p.m. for up-to-date news and insights from the cheese world. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Jack Inslee.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archive programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.